From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Doctors are now waiting to see if Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords can speak. That will depend on her brain function. She no longer needs a ventilator after doctors today replaced her breathing tube with a tracheotomy tube inserted into her windpipe. Giffords had already been breathing on her own, but the new tube will keep her airways open. Giffords remains in critical condition after last weekend's shooting rampage in Tucson. In another bit of good news, one patient was discharged today. A survivor of the Tucson shooting has been arrested after allegedly making a threat against a Tea Party leader during a town hall meeting. NPR's Richard Gonzalez in Tucson says the man was shot twice at the political gathering outside a Safeway store.
63-year-old James Eric Fuller was shot in the back and knee last weekend. He was attending a town hall meeting recorded by ABC News. According to its website, the threat came at the conclusion of the event. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says Fuller approached Tucson Tea Party co-founder Trent Humphreys, took a picture of him with a cell phone, and allegedly said, "You're dead." Fuller was charged with disorderly conduct and threat and intimidation, but he was not taken to jail. Instead, he was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
A video shot and directed by the suspected gunman in the Arizona shootings illustrates the man's strong anger over free speech and the Constitution. Jared Loughner at one point says, "I'm going to be homeless because of this school." The video, put up on YouTube, shows Loughner walking around the Pima Community College campus where he once attended classes. Officials removed him from school after the video surfaced. Southern Sudan's week-long vote on independence ended today. Officials say there was little violence and voting appeared to be fair. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the referendum appears to be an African political success story.
After a punishing civil war which cost 2 million lives, Southern Sudanese went to the polls this week to choose their destiny. Enthusiasm was through the roof. Referendum officials said by Friday, more than 3 million people had voted and turnout was over 80%. There's little doubt most voted to secede from Northern Sudan, with which they fought for more than two decades. Despite concerns the North might try to sabotage the referendum, voting was orderly and peaceful. The only major conflict was in Sudan's disputed region of Abyei, where at least 76 people were killed in clashes earlier this month. The North has all but said it will accept the referendum's results. Frank Langford, NPR News, Nairobi.
In Australia, more rains expected in the already flooded state of Queensland, part of which remain underwater. More rains prompting new flood warnings in four states, including Victoria, where Kevin Parkin of Australia's Bureau of Meteorology says the rain has reached historic proportions.
We're looking at basically the summer's rainfall occurring in a period of about 5 days.
On the other side of the globe, Brazil is struggling to recover from mudslides. The death toll is approaching 600 there. This is NPR. An Iraqi soldier has turned on his American trainers, killing two U.S. troops. An American military official says the Iraqi soldier apparently smuggled real bullets into a training session at a U.S. base in Mosul and opened fire. The assailant was shot dead a short time later. A woman believed to be the oldest African-American in the United States died this week at the age of 113. NPR's Pam Fessler has the story.
Mississippi Wynn was born in 1897 in Louisiana. She died there on Friday at the Magnolia Manor Nursing Home in Shreveport. In between, Wynn, who was known as Sweetie, worked as a cook and took care of other people's children. She never married. Robert Young of the Gerontology Research Group told the Associated Press that Wynn was one of only two known people in the United States whose parents almost certainly were born into slavery. And he said she was believed to be the seventh oldest person in the world. Young visited Wynn last year and said she knew her age but thought she was young. That was just the thing, he said. She had a very positive attitude. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers was in charge in Atlanta to lead the Green Bay Packers to a commanding 48-21 win over the Atlanta Falcons in their National Football League divisional playoff Saturday. The Packers will meet the winner of tomorrow's other NFC game between the Chicago Bears and the Seattle Seahawks in next week's conference championship game. Rodgers threw for 366 yards and three touchdowns. In the AFC, Pittsburgh recovered from a 21-7 deficit at halftime to come back and beat the Baltimore Ravens 31-24. The Steelers play either New England or the New York Jets next week in the AFC title game. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.